Zeng Qinghong, director of Guangzhou Automobile Group Corporation, a leading car maker in China, says intelligent manufacturing helps Chinese entrepreneurs, especially in traditional industry, to transform their business models. Zeng adds that his company also faces huge challenges, including rising costs in research and development and a shortage of talents in the field of cutting-edge technology. China's central government has unveiled a 10-year plan for upgrading the country's manufacturing sector so it can catch up with production powerhouses like Germany and America. The Made in China 2025 plan hopes to give the country an edge in making good products and quality brands. The Chinese authorities say favorable policies will be rolled out to help underpin the plan. Bernard Chalet is CEO of Dassault Systems, a leading 3D software maker. He believes the strategy of Made in China 2025 can help upgrade China's manufacturing capacity, and companies will see huge opportunities and new growth from the transformation. Nicholas Gustafsson is the Chief Sustainability Officer of Volvo, a leading Swedish automaker. He plays down the idea of completely separating the emerging high-tech sector from traditional industry and points to the major role that innovations such as virtual reality is playing in more traditional industries such as transport. The business leader also knows that with the help of new technologies like artificial intelligence, electromobility and virtual reality,